This is Lamont Antio. The date is November 8th, 2001.
Okay. If you could first tell me what community we're in.
I was in the Waverly community.
This one now?
Well, Waverly is 3 miles south and 5 miles west. And
okay.
That's where they set up the resettlement plan when the people came in from eastern Colorado, Kansas, and Oklahoma.
Okay.
During the Dust Bowls.
All right.
They gave each person 160 acres.
Uh-huh.
Well, they didn't give it to us, but anyway, they resettled, you know. And then when we first came to the valley, we didn't have a house yet. It wasn't completed. So we lived in Blanca until September of that year.
Okay. So is where you live now, this Waverly?
Waverly is still a community. They still have... At the same time, there was a Dutch colony came in, and they have their own church and everything out in there. They still live there.
And so that's not considered part of Alamosa right now, or is it?
It's a community.
Yeah.
So it has no post office or anything of its own. So yes, they are in Alamosa County, and they are considered Alamosa, but but it's its own separate community.
Okay. And what's your name, please?
Dolores.
What's your address?
Now I've moved into town.
Okay. And what was your birthplace?
I was born in Burlington. I mean in Boulder on the way through.
Okay.
But I was supposed to have been born after I got here, but I came on the trip.
Came a little early, huh?
Yeah.
Was that by train or
no, we
car?
Had a car.
Okay.
Yeah.
What was your date of birth then?
8/6/37.
Wow, mine's August 8th.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. What's your education?
I finished high school.
Okay. What school did you go to?
The Alamosa School.
Okay.
Well, the first 8 years of my life, I went to school at the school at Waverly because we had our own school out there.
Okay.
And then when we graduated from 8th grade out there, then we came in and finished our high school here in town.
Do they still have that school out there?
The one that I went to blew down in a snowstorm. Caved in a snowstorm.
Was anybody in it?
No. But there is a new school out there now. They don't use it as a school. They use it as the migrant council now.
Okay.
It is still there.
Okay. What's your occupation? And what was your occupation?
I was a seamstress at the Jared Division for 13 years until they closed it down and moved out. And then I've been working here for 5.
The Jared Division?
Jared Division, making down coats and sleeping bags.
So that's a company?
Yeah.
Is Jared?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
We worked with Goose Down.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Making some warm stuff, huh?
Uh-huh.
All right. Do you belong to any organizations, like for work? Or?
Right. I belong to the American Legion Auxiliary. I belong to the Rebecca Lodge. I am a member of the Mormon Church. I bowl on the bowling leagues.
All right.
For 30 years.
Is there a bowling league in Alamosa?
Uh-huh.
What's the Rebecca Lodge?
It's the Odd Fellows and Rebeccas. It's a fraternal organization.
Okay.
And I've been there for over 52 years.
Okay. So you're part of the Mormon Church?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Do you travel much? Or have you traveled much?
Quite a bit. In the last 11 years, I've traveled more than I ever did before because I've been divorced and my kids take me. Yeah,
where?
I've been to Hawaii, and I've been to Florida, I've been to Chicago.
Okay. Have you been further east than Chicago in the United States?
I've been
to
New York.
Well, that's where you get, pretty much.
Yeah.
How long did you go there?
Oh, gracious sakes. Probably 15 years ago. I went as a sponsor. The Oddfellow and Rebecca's take youth.
Uh-huh.
They take 48 youth from Colorado back to the United Nations to spend a week with letting the kids tour the United Nations.
Okay.
And I went as a tour guide.
Okay. You're part of the Mormon Church, so have you made any sort of travel with them as far as...
I have.